we're talking about deliveries, things delivered to your home.
Well, the first thing, Richard, is the post, isn't it? Everyone gets their letters delivered to their home.
No, they don't. Remember, when we lived in Jordan, there were no home deliveries there, were there? People had to go to the post office to get their letters or parcels.
Yeah, there was no postman. And Richard, that was the same actually when we lived in Thailand as well, wasn't it?
Yes, there was no post to our house. It came to the office.
But in Britain, we all get the post. But in the past, it was twice a day. Do you remember? First post and second post. It's only once a day now.
Yes, and also another thing changing in Britain are the milk deliveries.
Yeah, everyone used to have milk delivered to the door.
Yes, in glass bottles.
Yeah, not many people do now.
No, it's much cheaper to buy it at the local supermarket.
Now, one of the nice things about living here in Portugal, Richard, is there's a bakery van, so we can get fresh bread delivered every morning.
White bread, brown bread, rolls.
People just leave the money, don't they, in a bag outside the door.
And also, we have a fish van that comes round.
Every week? Is it Fridays for us?
On Fridays, a lady drives her van through the village and she honks her horn to tell us she's there. So what else?
Flowers. I send flowers to my mum for her birthday. They get delivered to the door.
And if it's her birthday, you can often send, with the flowers, you can send a birthday card and also chocolates at the same time.
Richard, you know what I miss?
What?
You can't have food, cooked food, delivered to the house here. But of course, in Britain, it's easy to get, what, a pizza or an Indian meal delivered to the house. No cooking.
Yes, dial a pizza, delivery pizza, fantastic. And it arrives nice and hot. Yes, I miss that too.
Usually on a motorbike, though, not a van.
Well, we mentioned supermarkets. And it's easy now in the UK to get all your groceries delivered by van as well.
Yeah, you just order the groceries online and then it all comes straight to the house, so no need to go anywhere.
When I was a boy, I was a paper boy. I used to deliver newspapers every morning.
But you didn't have a van?
No, I used my bicycle.
Yeah, there's so many things, but I'm sure there's a lot more we haven't thought about. So what about you, the listeners? What do you have delivered to your house?
We'd love to hear from you.